so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him. And
yep. Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown Dequeen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience, and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Good enough. We're there. Regrettable Podcast, good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon to you whenever you're listening to this 57th episode. Don't know why I'm calling that out, but it seems significant enough. Seventh episode of this year. So, guys, we will be missing the boat.
Oh, no.
If we don't talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
It's all the rage, but we will be missing the boat if we don't talk about it.
People still talking about it?
Yes. Absolutely. It's all people are talking about still. Still generating memes.
I mean, as far as like trends go, that might as well have been like 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed. Nothing's happened since.
Yeah, that's
nothing,
true.
Nothing trend worthy.
Good way to put it.
Yeah,
people I was waiting for Snoop Dogg's tit to come out.
Yeah,
any
no,
it, given point.
No wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
But he just smoked a joint instead.
Yeah,
and everybody's in a tizzy. But I was like, really? We didn't expect Snoop Dogg to smoke a joint.
Is that's how good he is at smoking joints? He smoked one. I didn't even see.
Yeah, it. Yeah, exactly. The stupidest headline of this year, I think, is. Snoop Dogg did smoke at the Super Bowl to absolutely no one's surprise.
So why are you
writing about it? That was the headline.
Exactly. Headline should be surprising.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would be more if he didn't smoke one.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't read the article, but the only way that article would have integrity if there was no article. Yeah. It was just that headline, and that was it. And then all the ads, the unbelievable amount of ads that happen to you when you're just trying to read.
And then you have to hit next page to get to the article. Oh.
Well, I mean, it was obvious he was so high he forgot to change out of his pajamas.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where he shops for his clothing, but it's the same place that my wife's great-grandmother gets her doily supplies from.
Yeah. But it is weird, though. Like, a white guy could never rock that.
No.
And, like, I'm not saying he looked excellent, but he could rock anything pretty much.
True.
I'm saying there's something about color of your skin and what you can wear. And I had a friend, my good friend in Canada, was a person of the you know, darker persuasion. I don't know how you say that. But no, and we...
Occasionally challenged.
Occasionally challenged, yes. And we had my friend had a costume trunk. Like an old costume trunk in his basement. And we were like pulling like frilly things out and big pink fluffy scarves and everything we were putting on. Everything looked good on him. Mm. It was interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Black's a great color. It's slimming.
It is. Yeah, you know? That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. I wish I could do that. Yeah, but it was an interesting thing. The only reason I wanted to talk about it is because everybody else is. And yeah, interesting wardrobe choice for Snoop Dogg. Dr. Dre. And like the memes that I see about it that are still being generated.
Yeah.
You know, one of them was like, if you like the show, you need a colonoscopy and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're in our 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I loved looking on my Facebook like feed or whatever. All of my friends that are like under 35 were like, who was that again? And then everybody else that was over 35 was like, best Super Bowl halftime show ever.
Yeah. Same thing happened when Prince did it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You know, who's this? I don't know who this is.
Of course, 50 Cent was on there.
Yeah.
They were talking about how he was, you know. He was a whole buck now.
A whole buck.
Yeah, he was all there, wasn't he?
Yeah, but you got to think about it. Folks, back when you were listening to In the Club for the first time, have you gained some weight too?
Yeah.
All right then. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Very good point.
That's a great point.
But do the rest of us walk around with a corset?
No.
And he certainly did.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And how long was he hanging upside down? Yeah. I wonder.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because his head looked really big because it was did. Full of blood.
Yes, yes.
The bloodshot eyes and just straining. Yeah. And it is a little interesting. He did put on a little bit of weight, but he looks like beefier than ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he didn't look horribly big.
No,
it was just like...
Still rocking the same wife beater.
Yeah. It was like he was going to start cutting for summer weight here pretty soon.
Exactly.
Because he was just, this was his beef up winter.
That's right.
What I mean?
I still wouldn't diss him or his mama if I ran into him.
No, exactly. No. And then you had Dr. Dre on there. He was kind of dressed like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Like still kind of, with a leather jacket and whatnot, but like tight pants and everything else. And he's beefed up too in a different way. I remember when Dr. Dre was very skinny.
Yeah.
And then...
He got on the piano. He played the hip-hop version of Hot Cross Buns for everybody.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. I played that on recorder in elementary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything went wild, But I'm not sure, like we were saying it on the show, L.A., that's probably the most iconic type of music to come out of there that isn't from the 70s and 80s.
Right.
That's
true.
So I'm wondering, what would you put in its place, if like the only thing I could think of, there's thrash metal. Started in L.A. and funk. Lots of funk from L.A. Apart from that, not a huge contribution to music that much, to be honest.
Right.
Apart from what we saw, Kendrick Lamar, a bit of an odd choice. He's a little newer, so they were like, we got to grab somebody.
Got to throw a new guy in there.
Yeah.
Wasn't Eminem from, Columbia?
Yeah.
Ohio, Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah.
But of course, he's wrapped up in all the...
L.A. Yeah. Because he was from Dr. Dre.
Yeah,
Dr. Dre brought him out, if you will.
Yep.
And he lip-synced.
He did.
They all did. Yeah. They all had a track that was playing over them in case they had to take a breath.
Mary J. Blige was looking good, but it's
not
been a while
great.
Since she performed, I'm
guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting and a lot wardrobe. Of cigarettes since the last time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I think the last time I saw her was when she was singing to Hillary Clinton... At during the 2016 election, they were just sitting alone in a room, and Mary J. Blige was singing this cringeworthy song about police brutality, and Hillary puts her hand on her leg that was beautiful. Just trying to humanize.
Oh, right. Is that where Hillary the bruise came from on Mary J. Blige's leg?
I don't know. Gunshot. I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then of course everybody waiting for the commercials and everything. The commercials is the most bizarre part of the whole thing to me. I get it that the Super Bowl slot is quite the it's
a lot
coveted.
Of people gathered and watched.
Yeah. And it's a coveted spot for commercials and stuff. But just make it the commercial. Make it clear what you're selling and this and that. It doesn't have to be this neon future. Tron style Toyota commercial
with future advertising.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, with Tommy Lee Jones advertising for Toyota. Come on, make at least a manufacturer that builds their vehicles in America, like BMW or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it was brilliant the way they do the ads because you can't help but watch them. Because when I watch ads, I watch commercials to know which product I'm not going to buy.
Right.
Because the commercials are so stupid. These ones, they wouldn't really present the product. You have to watch them to the very end to see what they're even selling. I think you said, I didn't catch it, but there was one that was just advertising avocados in general.
Yeah.
It went on forever until it was brought to you by the avocado lobby or something.
Yeah, just avocados.
Oh, that commercial that was just a QR code bouncing around the screen for 30 seconds straight.
You're supposed to scan that.
Yeah.
Everybody. And then that brings you to the real commercial or something.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
I think they've realized that so many people watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials, right? It's, I know you said Bill Burr talked about people, he hates the Super Bowl because everyone's talking during the game and they shut up during the commercials.
Yeah.
People watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials and it's almost like it's gotten meme-y, I know it's pronounced meme, but meme-y as in the adjective.
Meme-y.
Throw a Y on the end.
Sound dumber than I usually do. So, but it's like a joke to producers, manufacturers, corporations, or whatever, to make them as stupid as possible, and it just makes it more and more stupid.
Yeah,
agreed. It makes the ones I've been seeing some commercials recently on an Amazon Prime show that we have because it's they have an agreement to show it on Amazon Prime if you have a subscription. subscription, but you still have to watch ads. Mm-hmm. It makes those ads seem very, very quaint. Like I miss my Jake from State Farm ads.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
watching those ones from the Super Bowl the other night.
Right, and that's a weird one too. Like Amazon sneakily starts like being like, okay, so I know you pay for this already, but now you got ads too.
Oh no,
you know, like it was before, no ads, right. You know, except for at the beginning of every show they'd have an ad for one of their original series or whatnot. But now it's like, I've seen like Peacock ads on Amazon yeah. Prime. That's a little weird.
But I guess it's better than like, I mean, some of the show, like one of the shows we watch, you have to get an IMDb mm-hmm. streaming account. Like, why the hell does that? That's just like a website, you know. Mm-hmm. They have a streaming account now. Instead of having to like pay for all of these, heck, I'll just watch on Amazon Prime with a few ads. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm thankful that Amazon at least has those agreements, so I don't have to have 50 different streaming subscriptions and I'm getting charged. I might as well get like a satellite account at that point because it costs a fortune.
You're already paying for Amazon Prime and it's on. It says it's right there, so I'll go and click on it. It's like, watch with a Stars account. What? Why? I got to pay for another thing?
Right. Everybody's streaming. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Disney Plus, Discovery Plus, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And the weirdest, most confusing commercial to me was the one for the NFL. It was the one with all the cartoon football players coming out of the screen and wrecking the house and whatnot. And at the end, it's like NFL. It's like, I'm watching it. I'm already
give me
here.
A commercial about you?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me. But
the game was the most boring one of professional football I've ever seen.
Yeah, so, I can't believe.
I can honestly say this year going into that football game, I was way more excited about watching the halftime show than watching the football game at all.
When do they tease like who's going to be on it? Did you know like weeks?
Oh yeah,
weeks
we
before?
Knew. Back, yeah. Yeah, we knew back months ago.
Got
for
you.
Sure, for
got
sure.
You.
I just asked him one point, and Tyler told me, and I'm like, you're joking. You're right? You're kidding me? And I don't know. Part of my mind, I'm still like this. Super Bowl's kind of a cultural epicenter for the United States. And so when I saw like folks who last had a hit come out 20 years ago, I was a little surprised. But then it also, you made a good point that if it was in L.A., it was mm-hmm. being hosted by the Rams, so might as well have L.A. folks there. All
right,
makes sense
right.
at that point.
Well, and at the end of the day, Mary J. Blige probably hasn't had a hit in a while, but Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are still creating.
Well, everybody Eminem really had a number one music. Hit last year. Kendrick yeah. Lamar had a number one yeah. hit 2 years ago. So, I mean, yeah.
Kendrick had like
a few number ones.
Yeah, yeah, like not long ago had like three album of the year albums, you know? So they're not so out of date, but I definitely understand the point of like, you know, I'm not sure how many people are putting their music to the TikTok videos, so who knows them?
But and you're right in the sense though that the music they played was 15, 20 years ago. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Their hits, that's what you're gonna come out with, right?
Yeah. But the Eminem one confused me.
Yeah.
I get that's his hit, that's one of his biggest hits, but like maybe one that's a little more like jumpy, like less
about trailer parks.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Do the one where it's like, could you imagine if it was the real Slim Shady?
Yeah.
You know, because that one's at least like exciting, a big exciting beat, and everybody would have stood up.
Exactly.
You know, or whatever. And he could have had it like the video where like a bunch of M&Ms come running out.
Right.
You know, like
well, Kendrick
fake
Lamar,
M&Ms.
Kendrick Lamar had a bunch of old M&Ms.
Yeah, old M&Ms from.
Kind of. Great silver-haired
M&Ms. Yeah, silver-haired M&Ms. And like, yeah, Kendrick Lamar, the dancing was definitely weird. He just looked like he needed a cane really bad.
It's like he's convulsing backwards there. And
like gremlining around. He looked like a golem.
Yeah. And with his crew there. You can cut this part out if you need to, but Caitlin described it. She said that they look like black Aryans.
Yeah, yep, that's very true. They were standing there in those uniforms, and then like the white hair. It was odd. I didn't get it. Dre Day sashes.
Yeah, Dre Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But the reason I was getting to all this is because you guys finally got to see the biggest commercial, which was the new commercial for the Peacock original show, Bel Air. The worst idea. Like, let's take a funny show and just remove all humor from
it. An iconically funny show.
Yeah.
I mean, so many memes have come out of that.
Of course.
So many one-liners have come out of that that sitcom back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, of course. Carlton, you know, Absolutely. Was a took to country by storm, you know. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
The Fresh Prince, man. Oh, yeah. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
So now let's turn it into guns and drugs and, you know, that little trouble in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That you know, family-friendly line is
guns
now just...
Guns were fighting. We all got scared.
Yeah. No, some guy just got stomped to death or something. Guns were pulled. Drug debts weren't paid, so... Yeah.
At the same time, you can't talk about a smelly cabbie because he's probably East Indian, and that's going to be offensive.
That would
be
offensive, yeah.
He can't help that he likes curry.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Like... Uncle Phil, remember like during the commercial, Uncle Phil, and he's like this cut, like I don't know. And then
might
they're
as well
dancing.
Have been Idris Alba.
Yeah, exactly,
exactly.
Yeah, this is an odd choice. Just zero original ideas in Hollywood anymore. Just you know, what can we do? I saw Will Smith as a producer, and when I can't believe he would sign his name to that.
Yeah, he's like just. Probably a producer with no say in anything. He just gets to have his name so he doesn't go around and complain about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like
pay you for it.
I mean, they're going to get the worst of both worlds on this because you're going to have like fans of the original Fresh Prince of Bel Air who are going to go to it and be like, this is what is this?
Yeah.
And then you're going to, everybody else is like, they don't remember Bel Air. Like younger people like that this show might be tailored to is like that Bel Air does not mean anything to them besides, I guess, being a ritzy neighborhood in LA.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a story as old as time.
Yeah.
How many stories come out of a kid getting plucked out of what? Where was he? He was in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And then
West Philadelphia
getting plucked out and just put right into a Bel Air mansion.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, interesting. And like, and again, it just used to be Uncle Phil, you know, just kind of being like, what's wrong with that boy? But now in the new one, it's like, a man makes his own destiny, you know? It's Fresh Prince. Is he not the Fresh Prince in it? Yeah. He doesn't do the whack. He has no DJ buddy who comes in and eats the food.
Hits on his cousin.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, hey, Carlton, in the video. And it's just this little kid. And he's like, so what are you really here for?
Yeah.
Not he's in a jumper and he's doing the dance. I don't know why you got to make everything so serious.
Oh, man.
And then the other one that you get to see is the Marry Me movie. For anybody who didn't see that one, so J-Lo wrote herself a movie. And she wrote herself as a big star, something she hasn't been in quite a while. And in the movie, there's a little infidelity on her husband's part, and they break up or whatever. And she's doing a show and looks out into the crowd, and there's Owen Wilson.
Aww.
Owen Wilson standing in the crowd with a sign that says, Marry Me. And she says, yes, I will marry you. And then
points
him
out in the crowd and everything.
Exactly. And they just get married and they start, you know, she teaches him how to dance or something.
Naturally.
And then, and they realize, you know what? I don't need to be married to somebody rich. I can just find this every man. Owen Wilson is every man, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Owen Wilson's like, I don't have to, you know, work for a living. I can just marry a rich super pop star.
Yeah, marry J-Lo. So
every man was like $30,000 in student debt. Like,
yeah.
A vehicle he can't afford, no savings account.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe two kids from a previous marriage and okay.
Yeah.
It looks like the worst movie I've ever seen. And both of them are filmed in that soap opera style.
4K,
like,
right?
4K, yeah, but it's like blurry and weird. Like, you know what I mean, right? Like just bad, weird cinematography, things you're not used to.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I know a lot of the shows have changed to like that talking head. I know The Office and then Parks and Recreation, they created this kind of genre, that mockumentary style or something where the cameras are almost free moving and following people around instead of these set shots.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I like that, but it's better than whatever they're doing with that Bel Air and Marry Me movie. Like they look like a fever dream.
Looks like a soap opera.
Yeah, exactly.
An evening soap opera.
Yes, just like that.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, but right. if you know, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the soft lighting.
Yeah,
and the,
yeah.
The gold, like mm-hmm. the gold things are like just fuzzy, like mm-hmm. you said, like you're saying, the soft lighting especially.
Fuzzy, blurry, like
soft.
Yeah, contrast cranked way up. And then everything is too perfect, like the hairlines and the clothes. It all just looks so fake.
Exactly.
You know? And
filter or makeup? I don't know.
Well, the thing is just this lack of originality in Hollywood right now. They're just... It seems to be really struggling. Like the Moon Knight. We saw a video for Moon Knight. That's the new Marvel character. It's like, Moon Knight. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. And I know the guy died. Like we were on the radio show trashing it. And the next morning I wake up looking at the news and it's like Moon Knight actor dies in ski accident. I was like, oh, maybe I should issue a bit of an apology there.
Same thing happened with Meatloaf. We got to stop talking bad about people.
Yeah.
Some kind of voodoo power.
Yeah, they hoodoo. They just die. But got this. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, we've been seeing that for 20 or 14 years now since the big writer strike back in the mid 2000s, you know. They just hired a bunch of skags. They never really got back some of those original writers. I know that you're all doing other things nowadays, for sure, but your main ones in the industry now, I don't think are that good. So mm-hmm. they kind of have to go back and redo things that don't need redoing, I guess is the safest thing to say.
Like, did they not learn from that 80s show that... sitcom spinoffs never work.
Right.
Weren't they going to do Joey from Friends? Just Joey?
Weren't they going to do like six
they
spinoffs?
Did do that. They did do that.
And it failed.
Yeah.
There was going to be like six spinoffs from Game of the Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Where is that at?
Game of the Thrones. Yeah. I like that. Because that's all subtly demeaning.
On the Facebook.
Also, on the Facebook. It's subtly demeaning and also I don't care about
exactly.
it. You know, it's like a lot of, I like that. Game of the Thrones.
Or, right in your face.
I'm going to borrow that.
I'm going to play Legos.
Well, it is a Game of Thrones. There's only one throne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not one I'd want to sit on. Looks sharp.
It does. Uncomfortable. If I was a king, I'd be like lazy boy recliner.
Why aren't you going to sit on a comfortable throne?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Nice sectional couch.
Exactly.
Be like, here's your throne. I'll just take a knee in front of it.
Y'all can sit next to me.
Y'all can go to IKEA, right?
Right. I mean,
And then now a new one. How I Met Your Father. A brand new spinoff show of one of the worst sitcoms I've ever seen in How I Met Your Mother.
Well, I mean, it was successful in the sense that it ran a long time.
But it was massively.
But it was garbage most of the time.
Yep.
The early parts were okay.
Right.
But, So you're going to spinoffs of bad shows now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That 70s show was a great show.
It was.
That I can see trying that 80s show.
Totally see trying it. For science.
Yes, exactly.
And isn't this just science? So shouldn't you also look back at the previous research and say, this might not work out. Let's let's take How I Met Your Father and just call it something like something else.
Just completely reinvent it.
Exactly.
Quote unquote.
Doesn't have to be a spinoff.
Exactly.
Yeah. And new spinoffs as well. By the way, I saw the trailer or whatever for how it's automatically renewed for a new season. So they're doing something right, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I can't fault Hollywood or, you know, a movie industry or show industry producers for all of this because there is a market that's consuming it. You know?
Yeah. Good point.
There's a lot of crappy things out there that get sold every day, but there's always a fan base for it. And if there's a fan base that can carry it through, then why not? You know?
True.
And there's a bigger fan base now more than ever for hokey and schlocky stuff. Like before, if you would put in, you know, 20 years ago or something, you might put in Plan 9 from Outer Space and just kind of laugh at how goofy and bad it was. But now it's like a whole thing, a whole movement of watching things purposefully because they're bad. So I could imagine people being like, How I Met Your Father, isn't this bad? Let's binge it. You know?
The Island Boys are millionaires today because people consume bad things on purpose.
Like, ironically.
Ironically, yes. Very much so.
That's just
But
bizarre.
The worst part about it is those young men... I don't know them personally, so I would never judge them personally. Yeah. But those young men, they actually think people like them because they're good.
Right.
When in reality, they're being mocked every day of their life now for here on out.
That'd be like having just the stinkiest, worst plate of food at your crappy little restaurant you just opened, and everybody buys it and eats there every night. And you're thinking, wow, food must be really good, even though it's horrible. And people are just eating there ironically.
Actually... what that more specific to better use that okay. as okay. They're getting it to go, but the new trend is to walk outside, open it up, out of thing, and dump it in a trash can. Yeah. So you think you're selling a grip off them, but actually it's because the new trend is to dump it in the trash can.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
As long as people keep buying it, who cares? But,
so you then know? You're making millions because right. you're selling that people are just throwing in the trash.
That's
but still
right.
you're selling
irony,
millions.
I guess, is a great selling point. The only reason people like How I Met Your Mother is because they love seeing Neil Patrick Harris, a gay man, playing yes. some kind of self-professed ladies. Lady yeah, killer on the yeah, show. Yeah. yeah. It's like, always. Well, but he's gay.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe it gives everybody else a little, it gives the straight men out there a little bit hope when
That's
they
true.
See the gay man crushing it on
I
TV.
I think he just uses that to get chicks.
Oh, dude, he must crush it.
Yeah. Seen a guy, there's a Celebrity Big Brother I'm watching it right now. And a guy, you know, showed that he's a gay guy, but he said he had a crush on Misha Tate, who was one of the people in the Celebrity Big Brother. And I'm like, yeah, you ain't all the way gay. You know what I mean? It's like you I would totally use that too.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody is.
Right?
Right. I mean,
all the way?
Yeah. You can't look at some things and just be totally turned off by them. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Some of like we know somebody very specifically that is a gay man, and the pictures that he posts on Facebook of him, he like runs a spin class.
Oh yeah.
And just 1910s behind him. All just, you know, and they're like hanging off them. I'm like, you can't, you wouldn't just be like kind of drunk one night and just be like.
There was a very gay.
19 way.
There was a very gay dude that I knew back in the day that used the, and I quote, he said, vaginas make me puke.
Yeah, I've heard it.
So I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I've heard of that. Mm, yeah. You know, just a physical discussion, you know.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I'd use his name right now, but I'm not going to. But that's,
right, right.
Yeah, he.
Wouldn't that be like the equivalent of like a very straight man? Like I mean, we can look at a man and be like, that man is objectively extremely attractive. How
right.
could you not want that? I don't want it.
Even though I don't want it.
Yeah.
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 Even though I don't.
Theoretically.
Want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah. I might see it. I'll be like,
a handsome fellow.
Bring that thing over here. I'm gonna give you the.
But as soon as it's in your face, you're gonna be like, hoop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, okay. you're yeah, not, yeah. Never mind. Never
yeah.
mind.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not as, you know, I'm
it's
not
very
as.
Very true.
I'm not. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Some more spinoffs. Lord of the Rings now embroiled. So you finally were able to watch a trailer for it, was it? Or
yeah, they put a couple of the first thing they've put out there publicly is they did a couple of teasers. These are teasers for the trailers. You know, they don't just do trailers
okay.
no more. They
teaser
yeah.
trailer.
Yeah, teaser trailer.
Taser
yeah.
trailers.
Yeah. Taser trailers.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks felt like they got zapped by a taser afterwards. But I've never been more embarrassed to be a Lord of the Rings fan, I'll tell you
no,
that.
No.
Yeah, it's been very tough because I am a big fan. I recently reread the trilogy again. Reread the Silmarillion and listened to the audiobook. I'm listening to the audiobook of Lord of the Rings right now. It's a great thing while I'm sort of having the background while I'm doing those stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're getting to watch a fandom absolutely melt down in real time right now because the producers of this new Amazon show, it's going to be called Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. That's a mouthful. But any case, the fandom, a big percentage of it is quite disappointed that they would put people of color inside this Amazon TV series. For one, it's like, come on, y'all, it's 2022. Like, we got to get with the program a little bit here. Of course, there's going to be like a black dwarf princess or queen. You know, there's going to be a Puerto Rican elf. You know,
Vietnamese.
Yeah,
you know, Hobbit.
You know,
why not?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't have a show nowadays without some. Inclusivity,
yeah, it's
you know,
a quota,
yeah, yeah, that's one way to put it, you know, and it's just it is natural. We got a lot of actors that are of color, so you know, give them a fair chance or whatever too.
But do we also have like transgender Gandalf now? Is that going to be happening?
Well, they did confirm that yes, there will be LGBTQ plus elements to this, which is like, all right. I know I've said this many a times before. Ethnicity, race, and all that's one thing. That's all among us. But like your sexual orientation, man, it's preferably if we could just kind of keep that to ourselves, and it doesn't have to be pounded into a dwarf, not just figuratively, but literally as well.
It didn't come up in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, there was no sex in Lord of the Rings, and that's fine.
Yeah, there was a vision of a of Aragorn's kid at one point.
Yeah, so like they that had
could
to be have.
Yeah, but that was about it.
Yeah,
and like, and still, you know, Arwen could have been post-op.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so yeah. You know, who knows?
Yeah, but we can imagine that. That's fine. Keep that in the realm of imagination. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. People love thinking that SpongeBob's gay. You know, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, if that's it makes you feel better about watching SpongeBob, that's whatever. Yeah. All right.
Nobody's unequivocally coming out and saying everybody in Lord of the Rings is already straight. You know,
right? Right.
Some,
yeah.
There could be some Hobbit bromance going on. Just leave that.
Oh, they definitely got
to
be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now the producers, I feel like they haven't maybe helped address this so much. Like there was, you know, again, there's a, go on YouTube right now. And since I have watched some of the audiobooks on YouTube, of course, I get all these recommendations on my YouTube list about Lord of the Rings. And it's just one thing after another. I don't know why YouTube thinks I'm some kind of radical incel, white supremacist, you know, American nationalist or something. But YouTube thinks I am. And so they're presenting. It's just one video after other about, like, is Amazon's woke Lord of the Rings going to be a disaster, catastrophe, or just a straight up, you know, mess? What is it going to, you know, you pick.
Yeah.
And... but one of the producers came out recently and she said that came out. I shouldn't say that, but she said it to the media that that why wouldn't there be Asian or Puerto Rican or African American, you know, elves or hobbits or whatever? And it's like that because it's Lord of the Rings. It's not the Earth, y'all. All right. I know it's Middle Earth, I guess, but it's not like it ain't the world that we know. So there's no Asia. There's no Africa or Latin America. There's no America or Europe in this, you know. And Tolkien, man, when he wrote the book, it was all wrote these books. He like specifically said this is all about this is his own mythology for Britain, you know.
Yeah.
Like Mordor and the orcs, those are obviously Germans, man.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, we all know that. This is the evil, nasty, ugly Germans.
The
is who that?
Yeah,
that's who that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, the Rohan dudes and the horses. You know, that's like the Norwegian folks and stuff.
Yeah.
You know. The hobbits, those are British. They're short, nasty looking, hairy feet. You know, those are obviously English people.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking
you
like
get the people from Africa on elephants.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, you got, I mean, that's basically what, you know, Hannibal, right?
Yeah. When he Carpathians in. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I have a friend of mine who's black and he loves Lord of the Rings. He loves this whole thing. I've asked him recently, like, you want to be an elf? You want to be a dwarf? You want to be a hobbit? Nah, man, white people got that.
Yeah.
They can be any of those things. I don't want to be none of that.
We're fine making fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
At least consult the community on if you have to fill them in, if you have to have, you know, a wide ethnic variety in there, at least consult the community and they get to choose what. Because, like, you know, do black people want to be elves? Elves are kind of cool, but they are described as a fair people.
They're still elves.
They're still elves.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I think like a yard ornament when I think of elf.
First. Yeah,
I don't think of Glorfindel or something, you know, or one of those dudes.
Yeah, one of them. But so it'd have to be like just men. You know, that'd about to be only the race of men. You know, that's the, you know, so I could imagine Idris Elba like swinging a sword around in a battle. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, Frodo sexuals? I don't think we need anything.
Hey, we all got a little Frodo sexual.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay.
I know it.
But like, oh, well, this is specifically a Fuzhou Southern Chinese, you know, hobbit right here.
Yeah.
We just want everyone to know that that's the pronouns. Unnecessary. All right, this is a fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to Narnia and saying, you know, oh, I'm from Norway or
exactly.
I'm from Mexico or whatever. You know,
right.
It's a fantasy world. Like, hey, let's remember, let's keep it. So, like, sure, have people of color in there, but we don't have, like, just what I'm just saying is the show producers, all this, the people behind it, don't even be addressing this stupid racism. This nonsense, this anti-woke crap that we're seeing from the Tolkien community, because these are just, if this was the last straw for these people, man, it's like people who answer polls. We don't need their feedback.
No.
The people who actually take the time to like answer a political poll should probably not even vote in the first place.
Right. Just hide it in a Facebook test or whatever.
Because if people like us are actually answering those polls, we're just trolling the answers anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I don't see very much like many people addressing, like, I guess Amazon's going to take 1,500 years of Tolkien history and condense it to 50 years. You know, I guess that would be a point of contention for fans. You know, it doesn't have to be elves and dwarves of different skin colors. It doesn't matter. Like, obviously, let's do it.
I thought they're all green anyway. See, that's why, little green men
and stuff.
I was like, wait a minute, how can we have, you know, they're all green, right?
They're all green,
Here I am, the worst of, I live a lot of my life. I have a lot of friends who I would probably not admit I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan to, and now I can't even go to other Lord of the Rings fans, because if I admit that I'm one, then they're going to wrap me up in their whole racist, anti-woke nonsense. Like I said, I've never been more embarrassed in my life to be a Lord of the Rings fan than I am right now.
All of a sudden, you can't be a fan of something just to be a fan of it, because everything is a tackling social problems of the world.
Yeah, it comes attached.
Yeah,
it comes attached, and now you got to subscribe to it all. You know,
and if we could all kind of appreciate the idea that it's just for profit is all. Right. Is all
exactly.
Yeah, Amazon wants everybody to watch Lord of the Rings, okay, or Rings of Power, whatever it's called. Just like Lego, they're coming out with all these like LGBTQ and transgender Lego sets and stuff like that. And there's like a queer eye for the straight guy
Lego set.
Yeah, and people are like applauding Lego for their
their wokeness,
inclusiveness. Yes, their wokeness.
Money. Yeah,
that's all they want is money. Mm-hmm. You know, man, gay people got money in their pockets too. Okay, and Lego wants it.
Yeah,
and if they can just throw this little skin deep, product out there and make you buy a bunch of them, well, then they win.
Yeah. Why didn't they release that set 20 years ago? Because it would have lost them money.
Exactly. When it actually would have meant something back then. You know, they would have been at the forefront of this battle, as opposed to now catching on the tailcoats of the hard-won efforts of people in minority and oppressed communities. You know?
I just don't understand. What's the, like, I mean, apart from you're sore that you see black people on television. What's the issue? Like, are you worried about there's a part of the Shire you don't want to walk at night now? You know, Martin Luther King down from Bag End. don't go there. You got Little Chinatown in the Shire as well. Yeah. Like, are you going to bring the elements of their culture? Are we going to have like black elves being like, brother, my brother? Yeah. You know, are they going to include that?
Oh, I'm sure. Know? And that's what we saw. You know, like all these people who were like, oh, good on Marvel for coming out with the Black Panther. Obviously that was written entirely by white people. That was like the most racist thing, a movie to come out in many a year was Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's so shallow and it's demagoguery is all it really is. Yeah. You know,
it's interesting, man. I don't know. Like, I don't care, but again, bringing like sexuality into it at all. I mean, at the end of the day, this whole thing was written for kids to start off with. The Hobbit and whatnot. It was a fun adventure for kids to go on. And now it's
specifically
like,
his kids. Like specifically, it was a bedtime story he wrote for him.
Yeah. And I get, you know, the Lord of the Rings kind of jumped up a little bit, maybe a little PG-13 action going on. There's some orc blood and whatnot. But it's still like for kids, ultimately, I think. And then adult fans who grew up with it.
Right.
So why do you got to put any type of sexuality into it? Like, what? I don't understand the point. It's high fantasy, you know? Save that for the porno version that comes out, you know?
I mean, and maybe the idea is it is high fantasy, but Lord of the Rings has a lot of people like it because the characters are generally pretty grounded, you know? You have, like Gandalf, you know? He magical, but he takes an arrow in his chest. He dead, you know? He's dead.
It's subtle magic.
It's subtle, you know? And he's got his limits every day, you know? Yeah. And like I said, it's very grounded in reality. The only time people win is just from overcoming the obstacles in front of them. They're not, you know, calling on a lightning bolt to destroy their enemies or nothing. And and maybe Amazon took it a little too far. It's like, well, in our reality nowadays, this percentage of people are this or that, now let's put it in the show. Like I said, I'm totally fine with as far as like melatonin levels if we incorporate that into the show, but sexuality, come on, the show's never really been about that. And this is not, I mean, people are really into that. Hey, you got Game of Thrones, you know? If you got filters on your internet devices that won't let you look at pornography there, well, you can probably still catch some on Game of Thrones, right? Yeah, we can keep, you know, Lord of the Rings and all that family, for kids, like it was really meant for families.
Family friendly. You know, not to say that even that type of sexual orientation isn't for, like, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't need to be in there.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, you got a lot of kids watching it.
Yeah, you don't want to watch with your mom and it start talking sexually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to explain to, like, my four-year-old kid what, you know, what transgender or what sexual orientation and stuff. I'd rather save that for more time that's natural. Okay.
I'd say when they bring it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Which that's is usually when they hear it from their friends.
Right.
At school.
Yeah. Daddy, what's this? Exactly. And you'd be like, all right, well, I'm sitting you down. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Not like, here's what this is. What are you?
Exactly.
Let me ask you.
You're three. Yeah. You can barely speak.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of scenes that I feel like could be just a lot different if they had injected a lot of this stuff into the original Lord of the Rings. Like Gollum, Frodo, and Sam all sleeping in the same sleeping bag on the trail and whatnot. It's just not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, that's what your imagination's for. You know, if it make you feel better to think that Sam and Frodo are gay, well, then do it. All right, doesn't have to be. That's what's great about your imagination. You have whatever you want. You know,
can write your fan fiction.
That's right.
Yeah,
which
broke back Mordor. That's
it. Yeah, but something similar I saw the other day. I guess there's a Lord of the Rings fanfic that is now the longest written thing in the English language, like over 5 million pages.
Oh my god!
Or 5 million words. Sorry. Oh, yeah,
no, I was about to.
It'd be the equivalent of like over 100 pounds of books. Nice. You know,
one guy.
No, I think it's by two people from what I read. It only recently surpassed what was previously the longest written work in the English language was a fanfic about anthropomorphic teenage girls who are battleships from World War II. Yeah, I'd never heard of it before. But in this article I was reading about this, that there is a fanfic that's something like, it's like 4.5 million pages long. Yeah, that's now
million
about...
Million words or pages? Okay.
Words, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can cut all that out.
No.
Yeah, like 4.5 million words.
About anthropomorphic about battleships.
Yes, that are, they're like teenage girls that are equipped like battleships. And they, like, I guess, battle it out every once in a while. I didn't
sounds
read
creepy.
It.
Creepy. I don't know, but I get a creepy vibe from it already.
It's something Japanese,
Okay, there you go. There you go. So fan fiction. Yeah, I mean, they can include that. I'll just leave it up to the imagination. It doesn't need to be just shoved in. Again, the race thing, I obviously have no problems with it at all. Like, don't care. I mean, sure, it might be interesting to see different versions of the men. Oh, maybe they can tie it in with a little lore or something. Yeah. Like, oh, these are the men from the South or something. Right. I don't know, you know. And but the old sexuality thing is just not needed, not necessary. Yeah,
it was never about that, so it doesn't really need to be injected in there.
Yeah, where's that in Star Wars?
Yeah.
The only headline I've seen about it is Amazon's new Lord of the Rings will take place in the same universe as Peter Jackson's trilogy.
Hmm. What a surprise.
Yeah. Be like saying that Star Wars takes place in the same place that Star Wars takes place in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well,
that's new.
At least maybe the silver lining in this for Lord of the Rings fans is now they get to feel just like Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans, and
that's a great point.
Other things that have existed that have huge fandoms, you know, because they all get ruined over time. And now, my suggestion is for Lord of the Rings fans is to do what I do: don't watch the show. Yeah. I have no plans to watch the show. I'll watch it maybe like 10 years from now when it's like the show's over with. Yeah. I don't want to sit there and try to catch it. Like that be my Thursday night thing where it's Thursday I can't do nothing because the new Lord of the Rings is going to come out. Right. I'll wait till it's all over with.
Like I might not jump on it immediately, but I definitely plan on watching the first episode. Just, you know, I love Lord of the Rings, so you know if I can get it might be good.
Yeah, with the Super Bowl just this past Sunday, and everybody sat down to watch it then. You say that kind of brings up a good point. What do we really sit down to watch in real time anymore?
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about waiting. Like new shows just get
here's the whole thing.
Exactly.
You know, binge it, you know, and it, I don't know, it seems a little creepy.
Or I'll probably TiVo it for the next
year. Yeah.
See, that's what I was going to say.
Burn a VHS.
Yeah, we'll wait till the whole season's played out, even if it does come out weekly.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch it so we can watch it all, you know, when we want to watch it.
Right. I could see doing that. But I definitely want to check it out. But, dang it, I just had something.
I still haven't watched all the Hobbit movies.
Oh, that's what, thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Because that was a disaster.
Yeah. So we, like, Lord of the Rings fans have been introduced to a slight, like, you know, the Hobbit movies is kind of the first three Star Wars, you know, or, you know, episode 1, 2, 3, or
in
whatever.
In the lineage, but yeah, chronologically or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of follows the same thing because the original Star Wars was episode whatever, 3,
yeah,
or 4, 5, 6. Six, yep. And then way later they released 1, 2, and 3.
Now
and
7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And then now with Lord of the Rings, we had the trilogy of Lord of the Rings. Then they released the trilogy of The Hobbit, which takes place before.
That's fun.
And it was not good. So we do have a slight, but at least we could be like, that's The Hobbit. You know, we got still Lord of the Rings intact. It's untouchable until somebody acquired the rights or something and was able to pay the Tolkien estate enough money to, you know.
Yeah.
I think
to ruin it.
Christopher Tolkien, you know, who had the keys to his father's, you know, material and literary works and all that. He died a couple years ago. And we saw after he died, the whole Amazon thing really sped up because he, I guess, since he still had the rights to a lot of the universe and stuff and how any adaptation of it had to be like passed by him and stuff. Once he died, there was nobody to take that spot. And now, you know, we see Amazon pretty much have free rein on whatever they want to do with it.
Right,
you know, within the bounds of how much do they care about the fans of that universe.
Right.
But, it's a very stupid thing.
Yep.
And I feel even dumber talking about it.
One thing I did get turned on to, I know I talked about it on the show, but I've been obsessed with this Live at Daryl's House, man.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, if I could talk about something that I do enjoy. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, who... I always liked Hall & Oates, but I never really considered or thought about them to be like, you know, amazing.
Appreciated them?
Yeah, in the right way. Like maybe amazing songwriters or musicians or this and that. But after finding this show, you know, which I thought was like really old. It's been on for quite a while, but they're looking at bringing it back. Like coronavirus actually shut out the last couple seasons. So it's still current. He's amazing, man. Daryl Hall is fantastic. He can play anything. He can sing anything. And the premise of the show is you go to Daryl's house, which has a giant studio and stage recording everything in it, and he brings on famous musicians, and they play their songs. They play Daryl's songs, like classic Hall & Oates songs, and it's so good. I can't believe I've never seen it. I have stumbled across the video, but... a video of it before, but I just was like, okay, I didn't even know it was Daryl Hall. Right. Like, so super cool. Like, there's just something about watching musicians in their element, and there's certain videos of it that look so fun. Like, one of the most fun ones I saw was the Booker T and the MGs doing Green Onions, which is like one of the most jamming songs ever. Like, you just jam it for like 12 hours if you wanted, and it's panning each dude. Dude on the bongos is not only crushing it, but like laughing, hugest smile on his face. They go to Daryl. Daryl's just watching with a massive smile on his face. They pan over to Booker T, man, as he's jamming the Hammond organ, just smile plastered across his face. Like, it looks like the most fun because I've jammed before, and jamming is that's a special thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really, really special thing when you have a group of musicians that are all just kind of playing whatever. And then, yeah, having the one that drew me into it was the CeeLo, couple CeeLo videos. And they do like, you know.
Forget You.
They do Forget You. And they do Crazy. And then they do a couple of Hall & Oates old songs. And it was just fantastic.
CeeLo's canceling aside. He's
canceled.
He got canceled. He hit on some underage the voice contestant, I think, when he was on The Voice. And that's just me loosely trying to remember.
Oh, okay.
I really don't pay much attention to that. Yeah, I was just kidding. But, you know, with that that cancellation aside, CeeLo is a very talented musician.
Absolutely.
One of the more talented people of our time, for sure.
Definitely.
They stuffed it in a little bitty package, but he is talented, man.
Yeah, he is very little.
Yeah.
Hey, but he kills. Go for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But then I also get to see Daryl do things like I've heard a live version of Can't Go For That before, and it was good, but this version, he like tunes up the rock quality on it and, you know, really belting it out and having that. It's just too cool, man, in this day and age.
Right.
If this show was from the mid-2000s, nobody would give a crap, or I probably wouldn't give that much. I'd still watch it, but I wouldn't be talking about it.
Right.
The fact that I'm looking it up and it's like this show kind of like stopped a little bit in like 2019 or 2020, I'm like, okay. You know, and he probably doesn't even care if it gets 2 views or 3,000. You know, it's just about the spirit of it. That is so cool. If you like that old classic stuff, man, just go into that and watching. And then they just bring on, I think it really focuses on vocalists a little bit, you know, because they bring on Jason Mraz, who really is like, you know, I probably made fun of him when he was really like the biggest thing in the country at the time, like alternativo music. He's really freaking amazing. He's got an unbelievably good voice. And so does Daryl, man. Daryl Hall has a ridiculously good voice, and he can sing just about anything. Nice. And
where's Oates? He dead?
No, they did a version with him on it. He might be dead by now. I actually don't know. Yeah. But
still got the mustache?
Yeah, he still had the mustache and like the Jerry curl.
It was an impressive mustache.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I watched a version where they like acoustically jammed some stuff, and there's plenty of Hall & Oates songs that I do very much enjoy, and hearing the newer kind of version bringing in some people. Like, arguably, CeeLo's better, definitely, than Daryl Hall. Jason Mraz is a better singer than Daryl Hall. Like, most of the people he has on there are better, but it's still, when they... The coolest part about it to me is that it'll always be like, one dude takes one verse and the other guy takes the other verse, and you get to see the original creator of the song be like super happy about it. Like, oh, he had Darius Rucker on and they do Wagon Wheel, you know, which I hear every day on this station and I never pay any mind to it. But that video, incredible. Really, really incredible. And you need to take that.
Make sure it ain't the baby.
Yeah, I need to take that.
Yeah,
sure. Sorry.
You guys want to just break real quick?
Take a break.
All right.
Break time.
And we're back. Enough about Daryl Hall. We're going to wrap this one up with a question, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, do I get fined for letting my phone ring during this whole
thing? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. $5 in the swear jar.
That's right. I would have had this prepared if I was a real person. So let's see here.
But he's a bot. So.
Yeah, I am a bot.
I can go back to Lord of the Rings.
We got nothing else to say on that matter. All right. Here's a question. Dear regrettable crew, it doesn't say that. My girlfriend asked to date other people.
She ain't your girlfriend, dude.
That's right. My girlfriend and I had a talk last night about how she wants to date / hook up. She originally said date, but then said, I just want to F other people, honestly. So we talked about it, and she gave me the permission to do the same. Not date, just hook up. But I have this feeling in my gut. I'm not sure what the feeling is, but it won't go away, and I'm not sure what to do. You are being cucked, my friend, is the feeling that you are feeling.
That feeling is you cannot satisfy her.
Yes.
Yeah, that might be more natural if you guys were married like 12 years and you had kids and you're really just keeping the marriage together for the kids, but you guys still got to fulfill some, you know,
sexual needs and
stuff. Yeah,
and you don't really like each other for whatever reason.
Well, we've been dating like 6 weeks and she wants to have an open relationship. I mean, not unless everybody's in the same room together. It probably, y'all, man, it just ain't going to work out. She's breaking up with you is what it is.
Yeah, that's enough time. That's still early enough on that you could be trying some new things, some new positions or whatever to keep it.
Should be able to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
That's a whole that's a whole new thing of like, it's not you, it's me.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. I'm a whore.
Yeah. You haven't even like gone to the old like Love's truck stop bathroom sex yet. So what are you doing going with all kinds of other people? Was that I too have wanted to explore and see what it's like to hook up with other people. No shit.
Well, duh, you're a dude.
Yeah, exactly. You're just a human that, yeah, you know, like, is attracted to Beyonce or yeah, something. There's got to be something out there that yeah, you've been like, ah, that, I bet that would be nice.
Think about it this way. If she was satisfied by you and she wanted the relationship to continue mm-hmm, in any way, she would be like picking fights with you so she can have makeup sex with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even at this point in your relationship, I mean, absolutely, you don't satisfy her, dude. I'm sorry. No.
And that's the thing is she's already got somebody lined up.
Exactly.
So hopefully if she is, like, you might immediately be like, this, what kind of cruel person? Maybe she is doing the right thing by being like, listen, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to.
That's true.
And if I'll still kind of like being around you sometimes. So if you were cool with it, we'll just continue down that path. You know, this is a challenge to you, my friend, as well.
Or an ex post facto justification for why you have chlamydia right
now.
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
Good one.
That's, well, yeah, well, you know, because we're all running around on each other. Right. You know, I could have got it from you. You could have got it from me.
There's a plausible deniability there, isn't there? Created now.
Good point. Yeah.
And again, we've said it on here before. Women don't need game. They can just go out and just really, a lot of times, most often, can have as much sex as they want with whoever
lower
they want.
They lower standards far enough, they can go get some within 5 minutes.
That's right. As a man, if no matter how low your standards are, you might still get a drink thrown in your face at the bar.
Exactly.
By a wildebeest.
Unless you're rich.
Yeah, wildebeest or wildebeest?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, both will throw a drink in your face.
Both beasts will, can be like, you pig! You know, this is a challenge, too. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go do it because I got the whole team lined up. All right,
yeah,
the lineup brought to you by Burger King.
Right,
I got them all. Who you got? Feel free.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a challenge. It. Yeah, to go out and get as much as you want. Go ahead. You know, that almost seems like it's a little insulting at the same time. You don't think I can? No, I don't.
No, probably not.
It took you forever to get me.
Exactly. So, I was going to say, you had nobody when you got me.
Yeah. So I want to go out and have as much sex without impunity as I want. And go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, get out there, champ.
I'm
do your best.
I'm giving you the official okay because I know for a fact you're not getting any.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And imagine, you know, if he's just still like, oh, okay, well, he continues on with it. And she gets home from, you know, a night of whatever, and he's just like, oh hey, dust the Cheetos off. He's got the controller, like, playing video games.
So basically, again, he becomes the, you know, the last call, booty call.
Yeah.
I mean, because if she finds nobody at the bar, mm-hmm, but she's super horny,
yeah,
she
don't feel like getting
home
out or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. She could still have him at home.
Yeah.
Dang, that's got to be a rough life, bro.
Yeah. That might be the best that this guy's destined
maybe,
for.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It sounds like you are not polyamorous, my friend. So if you are in a relationship with someone who is, then the answer is easy.
Yeah.
You just stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many like Vox articles you read or Vanity Fair or whatever. Polygamy is not the new thing. All right. Yeah, there's some people that are down with it, but for most of, I mean, evolutionarily, that's been bred out of us. Okay,
right.
So it's all right to not be to not feel like you want a polyamorous relationship.
Absolutely,
that's totally fine. Don't let all these things lead you to believe that that's normal because it is still not. All
definitely
right?
Not. No, and yeah, is that a fetish or a kink? Maybe not, because it can tie to feelings and emotion, right? That you can like feel for multiple different people. I don't know. It is, what I'm saying is, it is not the norm.
Gotcha.
And so you don't have to feel bad about that. And if it all piques your interest and you're cool with it and you're not one of those dudes, I think guys are getting less and less jealous maybe, or are they getting more and more jealous?
Oh, just depend. My age group, I think, are getting less and less jealous just because we've seen it.
Yeah.
And at this point, we're like, eh.
Yeah.
Do your thing or whatever. But
to run up on your girl's like just guy friend that she hangs out with,
right?
And like, you know, get in his face or something. That's a young man thing to do.
That
I
is
think.
Definitely a very high testosterone, mid to early 20s, or teenage even.
That's
thing
right.
to do with your girlfriend.
As an older man, you're probably just like, you banging my wife?
Yeah, it's
all
like,
all right,
yeah. I've had one dream about my wife cheating on me, and I remember like stumbling across, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's how it's going to be. All right, that's fine. We too completed this game.
It's funny how you might fantasize about something like that, and just you're fantasizing about how well you would act, and then you feel good about yourself for the fantasy.
Exactly. They just murder both of them, hopefully for a crime of passion.
Crime
defense.
Of passion might happen.
Well, I definitely ain't assaulting the dude with my uniform on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Zinger.
It's like a thing.
Yeah, that's a local
one listener lost right there. Yeah.
That was our only
you
one.
You can cut it out if you want.
No, okay.
That's good.
You know?
It's true. Yeah, yeah. Take your uniform off before you do something illegal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whether it's your mixed sweatpants or whatever.
Yeah. At the same time, though, you are getting handed an incredible opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
anybody can be a millionaire for sure if you work hard enough.
That's right. I mean, you're basically getting handed a bag of lemons, and maybe you either don't like lemons at all or you're going to squeeze the hell out of them.
Right.
I mean, you get now a chance to. The thing is, though, the reason I don't think I would be cool with a polyamorous relationship is because the guy gets to have all the fun, and then I get all the shit, you know?
Why didn't you do the dishes while I was gone banging other dudes?
Yeah. Well, I was banging other chicks.
Yeah.
Wow, that should not relinquish you from your from your responsibilities.
I'm sorry. If you're banging other dudes, you ain't telling me nothing about the dishes.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You're doing the dishes on your own? So then there's no dish.
You got a big old, you got a roach infestation stuff, and that's no good.
That's the thing. I haven't experienced it, so I don't know. If that's what it's like,
I'm out.
Hell, I'm out.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
If you both are cool with just sitting in the stinky garbage, I guess the guy would have to clean up a little bit, because if he's expected to bring girls over, they've got to, you know, it's got to be a clean place a little bit.
But even if you're in that type of situation, could you bring the person, a secondary person over to the house? I mean, you're sitting there watching TV, Cheeto dust on you, playing video games. She walks in with a dude.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? Yeah. See you later.
Yeah.
See y'all too
don't
late.
Mind the
see
stain.
Y'all in about 60 minutes. Yeah.
If y'all can keep it down a little bit, I'm with my homies.
Yeah. Hell no.
Don't mind the stains that are already on the mattress.
So not only now are... but not only are...
It's mayonnaise.
Yeah, is that... is the... Now you're in that situation, but also... The dude that just walked in knows you're in that situation.
Yeah.
And now he's going to go back and tell his boys.
That's right.
That you're less of a man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
But it also, could you imagine being the guy who's so cool with it? He's like, oh, what's up, bro? You know, yeah, go enjoy it, dude. Take it for a speed trip.
You could power play it both ways.
You could.
But that power play, though, I'm not going to believe.
Oh, okay.
What if
he invites you to sit down on the couch and stuff? You'd be like, you see that thing on her ass? Isn't that weird? Looks like an Italy. Roadmap of Italy. You seen that?
Yeah. Yes, that ain't Tuscany right there. Yeah, okay.
No. We ain't having that conversation. Good point. I'm not sitting down next to dude, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Not before or after.
Maybe y'all both like friends afterwards. Hey, I got another controller, man. Hop on. I got some extra Cheetos.
Yeah. You lure her guy into the ways that made her turn away from you in the first place.
And before you know, you got a house full of dudes that are your best buddies now. And just tag teaming it.
She walks in from work and got four guys all playing Rock Band, like, oh, hey.
I don't know. Let's just say if some questions you need to ask yourself here. I mean, do y'all share a bank account? Do y'all split rent? Are y'all living together? I mean, if you ain't living together, then you got no control over the situation anyway. No, but if you guys are like betrothed or something, you know, like if it's...
do you have a dog together?
Yeah, right. You know, it's going to get awkward, because if you guys share a bank account, if you split bills and stuff like that, it will come to a disastrous end. At some point, somebody's going to be like, F it, it's not worth it. Yeah. I'm totally leaving that. Enough of the polyamory. It's time for some monogamy. And they're going to take everything out of the bank account when they go.
Sex is one thing, but you paid for a sub sandwich out of my money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I now have a problem, because that's like $16.
This is the fourth sub sandwich I've bought because you didn't have any money.
That's right.
I mean, it's hard enough. As a guy, you know, trying to keep money when you're trying to date somebody. But now, like, both people in the couple are dating other folks. Yeah, I'm going to have no money left.
Yeah. And plus, you've now become an orgy guy, so now you got to get like flashy silk robes and silk sheets
at home
and
STD
all the stuff.
Tests.
Yeah. You got so much.
This
cost.
Life does not sound. The more we talk about it, you know, you very okay. When guys sit around talking about this, they talk about just the tip of the iceberg, the banging other chicks part.
Yeah,
they don't talk about what comes with banging other chicks.
I have a friend who twice in his life he's banged twins at the same time, and he says it's not all it's cracked up to be. And he's a very honest fella, so, you know, my desire to maybe do that one day has been lessened by his honesty in that regard. Just take his lesson as yours.
It's been lessened. I noticed you didn't say has been taken completely away.
Yeah. I had the ability to get with some twins, but I mean, I'm not gay, so it was weird. I mean, when a guy sit down and talk about this kind of thing, or twins, or something like that, it's always like magical Christmas land.
Exactly.
Like, oh, what it would be like, and it probably isn't anything at all. Like,
I don't know. I read an article not too long ago about this guy who married twins. He's an Australian guy, and he married his wife, and then his wife's sister as well. They're twins, and they're beautiful. I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous, you know. And this guy seems like the coolest damn cat in the world. He's just like laid back on a couch, you know, during the interview and stuff. And he don't seem too upset by it.
Yeah. But again,
I was going to say just before you said, I like you pointed out they were gorgeous because your friends, you know, two sets of twins. He didn't point out that they were trolls.
Yeah.
Both sets.
Or conjoined.
Exactly. We got Bigfoot over here. We got Arnold Schwarzenegger over here. We got
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But they were twins.
Yeah, they cross it off.
Both naked.
that's one of those things, like if you climbed Everest, you know, afterwards you'd be like, ah man, you don't need to do that. It ain't all that as cracked up to be, you know. It's real cold and tall or
easy
whatever.
For you to say.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, I can recently compare to that. I went to Hawaii. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I would never do it again, and I would say that. I would say it's a go once and see it once kind of thing.
Right, if at all. Like,
if at all.
It's not a lifestyle, right?
Yeah. Right. If you got your choice between a bunch of different islands, I'd pick that one.
Go to Vegas for about a weekend and then go to San Diego. Like, just drive to a beach somewhere. And then you're going to get the Hawaii feel.
There you
straight
go.
Straight up.
Yeah, without the meth.
Exactly.
Yeah, racism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
White people don't like being racist, you know, discriminated against.
So. Yeah. And the whole orgy thing, I mean, you're doubling up on the bad things that can happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unthought of bad things when you're just horny guy.
Oh, yeah.
When you're horny self, and like, I mean, again, you might as well just, you're not thinking.
Right.
You're
at
not
the same
thinking
time.
About the possibilities that you walk in, and it's like, what? When's the last time you changed these sheets?
Yeah. Well, the blood is going to a different head when you're a horny guy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But most of us can thank our existence to that lack of thought.
Good point,
yeah,
too.
Of course. Of
Good
course.
Point.
But now it's like you're doubling up on the thing. Like, you ever get about to get into it as somebody you don't really know, and you're like, oh, what is that? You know, like, you kind of smell a little weird. There's something a little weird, just off about it. You know, now it's two times the chances of that happening.
So we don't have a seafood market in town.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not sure there's a single experience where, like, you met somebody for the first time, like, that day or whatever, had sex with them later, and there wasn't, like, at least one thing, one variable you didn't think of that might just...
Absolutely.
I don't like that.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, it's like... poster of Michael Vick on their on their wall or something. Like, I didn't consider all the options.
That's funny.
Anyway, Patrick's right. Don't feel bad if you're not into it, and that's the weird.
Yeah,
you can continue and go and find somebody else who's normal.
Yeah.
With that, we're gonna wrap it up. Regrettable podcast. Shout out Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Shout out Mountain Fork Brewery and Hochatown Distilling Company and everybody over at the Speakeasy. Shout out to hosting Hochatown. Go and listen to that if you listen to this.
Sweet.
And apart from that, we're going to catch y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.